Welcome to Community Hope Podcast. We pray that the word of Christ would dwell in you richly as you listen and that you would be encouraged in Christ.
We're going to go into just a time of reflection, a time just to listen to what God has for you tonight. The theme of what I'm going to be reading is freedom from our fears. And, you know, it's something that we have all in common, fear, living in this broken world. But tonight we're going to take some time to kind of look into that space, and we'll pass out some paper and pencils. After the reflection, there'll be more worship, and you're welcome to just sit or find someone to pray with or stand in worship. But ask the Lord maybe what he wants you to shed tonight, what burden he wants you to take and give to him. And then we'll have a tangible moment of getting rid of those things. The Lord your God hears you. He sees you. He appreciates you. He values you, understands you, gives you importance, and acknowledges your brightest and darkest moments. The Lord fights for you and makes ways for you. He loves you and died for you, so what is not to trust? Maybe it's okay for us to acknowledge how hard spiritual growth can be, how daunting it is to enter into. But not one of us has it all together, and we are all in need of Jesus. Letting God change you is hard. Dying to yourself is hard. The waiting for his best, the trusting when you want to freak out, the holding on when your flesh tells you to run, it's all hard. And if you're in the process, you're not alone. Even if you have no one physically around you, the Lord, your God, is with you. He is for you. So what is not to trust? The thing is, God is not in the business of leaving broken things messy. He is not a God that sees a hard situation and says, I guess I'm not really sure what to do with this. He is a God that brings you life from death, beauty from ashes, hope from despair, light from darkness, and healing from the most broken, mixed up, and messy situations. Some of the best things are birthed from our pain, from our waiting, from the season of feeling the weight of unanswered prayers. And his word tells us that if we wait on him, he will renew our strength. What is not to trust? Isaiah 40 says, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, and he will not grow weary or tired, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Perhaps the Lord is going to use what you're holding on to, or what you're waiting for, or what you're afraid of, or what you're needing healing for, to redeem the deepest parts of you. Perhaps he's going to use it all to refine, purify, and give you rest. Perhaps one day we will be grateful that the Lord loved us enough to get the worst out of us. So what is not to trust? He loves us so much, he can't leave us how he found us, and yet takes us as we are, and it doesn't get much better than this. Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord, and may I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all of my sins and heals all of my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. He does not punish us for all of our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve, for his unfailing love towards those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above. He has removed our sins as far from us as east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. If you're walking the path that God has for you, but it feels like you'll never make it to your destination, or he has put certain things on your heart and you don't see any evidence that they will come to pass anytime soon, know that our sight is limited. Our understanding is flawed. We get discouraged, frustrated, and we lack hope, and we wonder if we can trust him. But what's not to trust when God's timing is perfect? When he will be the one to get us there, he will make a way when there appears to be no way, and when you wonder if you're on the right path. But God goes before you and leads your every step. We are not the leaders of this journey. The Lord your God knows your every step. He knows the destination, and that is why we must keep moving forward. So while we wait on him, know that he is doing a new thing, and he doesn't want you to miss it. When you are feeling lost, know that he does not take you this far to leave you. Jesus wants to lead us every day into the promise he has for us at one step at a time, and his love will endure forever. Lord Jesus, I just come to you in this moment and pray that you would speak so clearly to us if there is fear living in us, Lord. If we're holding on to things that we've already asked forgiveness for, Lord, maybe there's unforgiveness in our own heart. Maybe we are tired of waiting, Jesus. Maybe the exhaustion is just too much to face every morning, Lord. Maybe there's a sin that we can't shake. But Lord, all of that is part of our limited sight and our limited understanding. And so Jesus, I just pray over everyone here. God, would you free us from the need to feel ready? Would you free us from the need to have to understand what's going to happen next? Holy Spirit, would you lead us to be obedient to what you're asking us to do and to free up space in our heart. What is it that we need lifted? What is it that we need to let go of? There's no part of you that's not worthy of trusting, Jesus. So, Lord, just thank you for your mercy as we look inside and get ready to lay some of these burdens at your feet. Whether it's a new burden or something we've tried to let go of before, God, your grace is enough and your death is enough. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we don't have to be enough. You have done it all for us, Jesus. Amen. As we go into this time of worship, feel free to just continue dwelling with him and respond as you wish.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Community of Hope, go to www.cohchurch.com. God bless you today.